something specific, especially if he's calling you to go to the ministry, which he was in my life back in the 80s. And this verse really was a promise that I was able to sink my teeth into when I knew there was no way I could be a preacher. God kept reminding me that it wasn't about me, it's about him. And that's true in anything that we set out to do. And it's just simply, faithful is he that calleth you who also will do it. I just love that verse. Because do it. Do what? It. Whatever it is, God will do it. If he's calling you to do something, then he'll do it through you. And that's our focus tonight. So he will do it. That's our title. Lord, give us wisdom. Speak to us in a powerful way through your powerful word. Thank you for it. And Lord, as we contemplate your faithfulness tonight, may it just remind us how blessed we are to be your children and to be your servants. May your will be done in this service. In Christ's name, amen. So let's start with that first word, faithful. What a great word. And God is faithful. Amen. And that's something we can praise him for every day, is his faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. One of our favorite hymns comes from Lamentations chapter 3, verse 23. God is faithful. God is faithful in so many ways, but God is faithful to keep his promises. And that's great for us. Look at Romans 4:21 and we'll see this. And I'll just share quickly tonight some of the areas where God is faithful. It would have to be a whole separate series if we were going to do it properly, but it isn't. It's just an overview. But Romans 4:21, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. This is talking about God and Abraham believing that whatever God had promised, he was able to perform it. In other words, God is faithful. And then Hebrews 10:23, if you want to turn there quickly. Hebrews 10:23. We'll say tonight the first area where God is faithful is in keeping of his promises. Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Amen? So God is faithful in keeping his promises. And that's something that we should be sharing with the world. One of the songs that we sing on Sunday morning, Psalm 89, verse 1. I will sing of the mercies, right? Of the Lord forever. What's the last part say? With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness. Thy faithfulness to all generations. So we should be telling others God is a faithful God. He's also faithful in saving souls. Hallelujah for that. In 1 Corinthians 1:8, if you want to turn there. God promised salvation through Jesus Christ. And he is always faithful to save those who call upon him. 1 Corinthians 1:8. Who shall also confirm you unto the end that ye may be blameless. In the day of the Lord Jesus Christ, God is faithful, by whom ye were called, unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. God is faithful. God keeps his promises. God saves those that call upon him. God forgives. Most of you know 1 John 1:9, right? I hope you do. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Oh, I just flew right over the word. Did you see that? He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We can come to God and know we get cleansing of our sins. This is as Christians, so that we may enter the Holy of Holies clean if we will but confess. And it's not based on us, it's based on his faithfulness. He is always faithful to forgive. God is faithful in our afflictions and temptations. And this is the big one. Look at Psalm 119, verse 75. David understood this. If David wrote Psalm 119, which I personally believe he did. But Psalm 119, verse 75, look what David said. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. So David said, I know that these afflictions are good for me because you're faithful. And then most of us know 1 Corinthians 10:13, right? There had no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. God is faithful. He's faithful to always keep his promises, to save those that call upon him, to forgive, to get us through our afflictions and temptations. And of course, look at Psalm 143, verse 1. God is faithful to always hear our prayers. Psalm 143, verse 1. When we pray, we know God is hearing. Why? Because he's faithful. Psalm 143, verse 1. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me. And in thy righteousness. David said, answer me in thy faithfulness. Answer me because of who you are. Because you are faithful. And so we serve a faithful God. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 3:3, the Lord is faithful who shall establish you and keep you from evil. So everything about this verse, even this passage, remember last week, the Bible says, the God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That sanctification process, God is saying that he is faithful to perform it in our lives, to be constantly sanctifying us, setting us aside, conforming us to the image of Jesus Christ, making us more like Jesus. It's through his faithfulness that he continues to do this process in us as Christians. And it's through his faithfulness that we know that if he's calling us to do something, he's faithful to do it through us. And that's what this verse is about. So 1 Thessalonians 5:24 again, faithful is he. So not just anybody, but God. Faithful is he that calleth you. I believe God's called us all to do something, not sit around and wait for the trumpet, but to do something. It's God that calls us. It's God that sets us aside for his purpose. It's God that empowers us with his special gifts from the Holy Spirit. Those gifts are to be put to use. They're not to bury in the ground and wait for the coming of Jesus. And Paul understood this in Philippians 3, if you want to turn there. Most of you know 13 and 14, but in Philippians 3, 14, Paul says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul recognized that God had called him for a special high calling. And that, of course, was to be a great missionary. It was God that called Paul. It was God that called the disciples. It's God that's called every believer since the time of Christ to do something for God. And in his faithfulness, he calls us. He calls us to serve him. And for that reason, we should emulate his faithfulness. Amen? It's one thing to say God is faithful. It's another thing to say, I'm faithful. Now, we're commanded to be faithful. Many passages, but let's look at a couple. Luke 16, verse 10. We should be faithful because we love God. And we are grateful for our salvation and our home in heaven, but we should also be faithful because we're supposed to be like God. And since God is faithful, he wants us to be faithful. God is holy, he wants us to be holy. Luke 16, 10. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? Let's talk about God and entrusting more and more to us to do. He says, if you've not been faithful, then God's not going to entrust more. He wants faithfulness. You know, when Paul was talking to Timothy, who was a new pastor at Ephesus, and he said, Timothy, you're going to need some leaders, right? 2 Timothy 2:2. He says, the things that thou hast heard of me, the things that you've heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. He said, the primary criteria in choosing who should help you run that church, who should help lead, is faithfulness. Faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. And then, of course, 1 Corinthians 4, if you would turn there, verse 2. You and I have been called of God to three professions. Remember the three S's? We're all a servant, a soldier, and a steward. And here in 1 Corinthians 4:2, God says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. It's required. Well, we're all stewards. We've been told this many times in the scriptures. We're stewards of everything. We don't own anything. God owns it all, even owns us. And he says it's required in stewards, that's us, that a man be found faithful. So back to our verse. Faithful is he, faithful is God, who calleth you. God calls us to do something, to serve him, to use our gifts and talents and time for him. But he doesn't just call us, he enables us. And that's the beauty of this verse. Who also will do it. And I love it that he just says, do it. Because it means it doesn't matter what it is. God will do it. If he's called you to do something, he will do it through you if you will just yield to him. Now, many Christians aren't willing to do that. They're too afraid. I don't know that maybe God's going to ask them to do something scary or whatever, but that's not how God works. God knows what we're made of. God knows who we are. God knows our likes and dislikes. He doesn't intentionally look around and say, okay, what's your greatest fear? That's what I want to ask you to do. That's not how God works. God is a good God, a good Father. So if he's calling us to do something, which he is, he'll do it. But only if we yield to him, of course. So let's look at some verses in Philippians on this. Chapter 1, verse 6. Also a great eternal security verse. Ephesians 1, 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. There's that word it again. But in this case, it's referring to the good work that God began in us the day we got saved. God says he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He will continually perform it until Christ comes. And while you're in Philippians, look at chapter 2, verse 13, which ties in beautifully with 1 Thessalonians 5:24. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Isn't that a beautiful truth? It's God who will work in you both to will. In other words, he wills things in our life. He says, this is what I want from you. And to do. It's God who will work in us to do his good pleasure if we will but surrender to him. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Which means we cannot plan to be at the judgment seat of Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I know you call me to do such and such, but that just wasn't me. I was too afraid, or it just didn't suit my personality, or whatever. We're not going to do that, are we? Because God would just say, but if you would have done it, I would have done it through you. I would have given you the ability. I would have given you the power. I would have given you the wisdom. I would have done it. All you had to do was just yield to me, surrender to me. So we're not going to stand before God and say, yes, Lord, I know you wanted me to do this, but I just couldn't do it. No, none of us can do it. He does it. Amen? God will do it. He will do it. We just got to get out of the way and let him. Because he already indwells us. He's already empowered us. He's already entrusted us with gifts. One of the 13 gifts of the Holy Spirit. And he says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And he says, if you'll just yield to me, I'll do it. So God is always faithful, hallelujah, to save us, to forgive us, to keep his promises, to guide us and help us through our afflictions and temptations, to answer our prayers. God is faithful. And if he's called us to do something, he doesn't just say, okay, this is what I want you to do. I'll see you when you get to heaven. He says, this is what I want you to do, and if you will yield to me, I'll do it through you. That's beautiful. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. He will do it. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your precious word. And remind us tonight of what a great God you are, that you will do it. And I pray that we would sink our teeth into this great promise, stop trying to make excuses, and go forward and do what you've called us to do. And we'll be blessed because of it. Our Christian life will be fruitful and exciting because of it, Lord. And we'll be able to stand before you one day and have you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thanks for speaking to our hearts. We love you. In Christ's name, amen.